Most people think of animals as their family. So when these are your babies, yeah. and you can't really offer them the best unless you know everything about them.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast here in Santa Monica. So excited to celebrate and empower these incredible LA Tech startups. And today I have someone so exciting. Who doesn't love pets, right? Cuddly, warm, maybe. I hear if you have a pet, you live longer, all the good stuff. Anna is going to tell us all about it. Anna, go ahead and introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about your company.
Okay, awesome. Hi, guys. My name is Anna Skaya. I'm the CEO and founder of BaySpaz. BaySpaz is a pet genetics company. So most of you are probably familiar with 23andMe or Ancestry.com. So we do the same thing, but for your pet. So you can send us some of your pet's DNA. We do a really fun way of extracting it, processing it, and sending you a report that has both their ancestry, so the breed, and traits and markers that really help us understand their health.
And when was the company created?
The company was actually launched in 2016. It came out of Singularity University up in the Bay Area.
Nice.
My co-founder and I lived on the NASA Ames campus there with the astronauts.
How exciting.
And the NASA scientists. And the first 5 months of the company, we were there working together and building it together. And then decided to move back to LA, where both him and I are from.
Ah, this is so exciting. Okay. So you're not originally from LA. Where are you from originally?
I'm Russian by birth. I moved here when I was a kid and then went to UCLA, went to high school here, moved back to Europe, back to Russia, did a bunch of things out there. Actually, BaySpaz is my fourth startup.
What?
And then moved back to Los Angeles because really think this is the best place to kick off a new company. Really, really think so.
And when did you move to Los Angeles?
Moved back a year and a half ago. So moved up to the Bay thinking I'll be up there. Really wanted to do another company again after my third one. Really thought Silicon Valley was the place. Spent 5 months there and decided that actually LA was better.
And it's your second time in LA now because you went to UCLA, right?
Correct. Yes.
And what do you love about LA? Why LA and not San Francisco? Why not even Europe?
Well, let's start with, everyone talks about the quality of life, so I'll mention that first. But even beyond that, we've had to really hustle and hire and bring in really smart people that are willing to work for startups. And I really did not think that we can find the right talent that was going to be as dedicated up in the Bay. We've tried and we've lost people. And I really think that LA talent is a little bit more committed. I also had a better network here. I felt like between UCLA, USC, some of the big pharma companies that are out here like Amgen, the biotech scene here, which is what we really needed to dive into, the biotech scene here really worked for us.
Yeah.
LA's got this perfect mix for us of biotech, really smart kids coming out of universities.
Right.
And consumer companies, got companies that are really big on, Dollar Shave Club and Honest. So you've got these really great companies that have come out of LA, really smart kids that are coming out of universities. Plus, the rent is cheaper.
Yeah.
The salaries are a little bit less over the top. And I'm going to come back to the quality of life. I live in Redondo Beach, and I could have never had that kind of quality of life in San Francisco as I do here. Because as a founder, as a startup entrepreneur, you're working so much. And most of the times you're at home working. So
yeah.
Having a nice home makes a big difference.
And how many people are in your company right now?
So we've got 7 people total. Got 4 people that are working for us full time and 3 part time.
And you've raised, right?
We've raised a pre-seed, small pre-seed, and we're raising a seed right now.
And who would you say your target market is?
It's interesting because the idea of pet genetics is so far behind human genetics.
Yeah.
We've got so many interesting markets. So I'll name the markets and I'll tell you who we're going after first.
Yeah.
First of all, obviously, pet owners. We call them pet families. There's so many of them. In the U.S. alone, there's 180 million pets. 2/3 of all households in the States have a pet. It's an incredible market. That's why you see so many amazing e-commerce companies. Actually, LA is the home of WAG. LA is the home of Dog Vacay, 2 really big pet companies.
Yeah.
Really, this is the place to be doing a pet company. But then we're also working with veterinarians, with breeders, with shelters. We give a lot of our product to shelters to help with adoptions.
Right.
We work with breeders to try to get them to understand that using DNA actually makes them smarter vets, smarter breeders. But really, this is just the beginning. BaseBoss has what I call like our vision, our mission. Right. And that's to use the database that we have in supporting and creating better animal therapeutics. And possibly even this, using this data for people. You know, I'm super passionate about pets. I've got a dog. We have two cats.
Yeah.
But if there is a way that I could use this amazing database, just imagine a million samples of pet DNA to somehow get to a point where we can create better drugs for humans as well.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
And how many pets, you have two, you said two dogs, wait, say it again.
So I have a dog.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a cute little pit bull that me and my my neighbor have rescued. And then my co-founder had two cats.
Oh, nice.
So, and then my father has a dog. He lives in Orange County. So I'm all around pets. My dad is an entomologist. My mom is a physiologist. Like animals is just
your
world. What I know and what I love.
It's so funny because when I'm really stressed out, I'll look on the street for someone with a dog to pet them, knowing that just has a calming effect.
There's something called a human-animal bond, and it's amazing what we do for pets and what pets can do for us.
And what inspired this company?
The company came out of a need that we felt was in the market for, first of all, this idea of consumer genetics is brand new. There's lots of companies that do this for humans. And when we dug around, there really wasn't companies that were doing it for pets.
Right.
And since my co-founder and I loved pets, we thought, well, we're stumbled upon something. As we dug more, we realized there were two companies, one in Austin, Texas, and one in Seattle, that were doing this for dogs, and not a single one that did this for cats. And then we read so many blog posts and Reddit comments of, where is the feline genetic product? Why isn't there one?
Yeah.
And we looked at the market. We said, well, 100 million cats in the U.S. alone, two cats per household. No one really knows much about them. Most cats are sheltered, come from shelters. Yeah. So no one really knows much about them. I bet people want to know about this stuff.
I'll tell you, I've had two cats in my life. And oh my gosh, I would have wanted to know everything about my cats.
Did you rescue them?
No, I didn't rescue them, but they were just my everything, like a cat growing up and a cat later in life. And they were just my everything. And I would have wanted to do anything to take care of them. So I think it's so rad that with your resource, I could have been a better mom.
And it's not just the genetics. The idea of pet health is becoming a really big deal. So you think about these animals, like you said, they're everything to us. Yeah. Most people think of animals as their family.
Oh, 100%.
You know, so when these are your babies and you can't really offer them the best unless you know everything about them.
Yeah.
And to know your pet inside and out, know yourself inside and out, you need to be doing things like testing.
Yeah.
If you haven't done, and if your listeners have not done your 23andMe, it's $100.
I know. I have 23andMe sitting on my counter and I haven't done it yet.
You have to do it. You will realize that you did not know yourself. It's like a door that you haven't opened in your house.
Yeah.
That all of a sudden, there's this wide, amazing amount of information that you don't know about yourself.
Yeah.
Well, that's just you. And then imagine your pet, again, your child.
Yeah.
You probably take him to the vet and you know the results of his tests, but do you really know where he comes from? Where the, you know, what about breed information that actually leads to health information?
Yeah.
What if you find out that he has a marker for something that you really need to know about?
Yeah, totally.
We now have the tools. Science finally gave us the tools to know our pets better. They can't talk to us, but their DNA can tell us all kinds of things.
100%. I love it. And then how did you go? It's really hard to build a startup company. How did you go from zero to seven?
Oh, wow.
Seven people on your team.
So at first it was my co-founder and
myself.
And
how many customers do you have today?
We have 1,500 paying customers.
Uh-huh.
And we have probably another 1,000 where we've given out our kit. And we're growing month over month.
So how did you get from an idea to here? Because it's pretty impressive.
So we are 18 months in. And actually, the most impressive thing is that we're a biotech company. So we are LA Tech. You probably meet a lot of tech companies.
Yeah.
And tech companies, you know, if you have a problem, you sit there all night and you code and you code and you code and you figure out what the bug is.
Right.
With biotech, science works on its own time frame, and there's very little you can do about it. We have our lab here in Torrance at the LA Biomed. It's an amazing lab space, by the way. If anyone is interested in starting a company in the biotech space, there's an amazing place in LA where you can do it for very, very cheap. It's really, really difficult to crack the bug or right. figure out what's going on in the lab, because yeah. you set up your experiment and it fails. And then it fails. And then you literally, it just, you don't know why it's failing sometimes. And
right.
it's just a matter of grit and perseverance and sweat.
Yeah.
So to answer your question, how did we get here 18 months later? Grit, perseverance, and sweat. And the seven people that we have, so three of them, so out of the seven, only three get paid. We have someone who works for us full time right now without getting paid. All of us are working at the belief that this idea is amazing
yeah.
and we're going to get the funding yeah. that we need and we're going to be able to bring people on board that we need. But my co-founder has recently left to go back to medical school. So I have brought on a more senior team, and I have
yeah.
two senior people that are incredible. One
yeah.
person that has been in this space for 10 years, and they're working their butts off without getting paid.
Yeah.
This is kind of what it takes to go from zero to seven,
yeah.
is to convince people that the idea is awesome and that you can't pay them yet.
And I don't even think it's about convincing, because I mean, I've met you for just a little bit from what I can tell so far is you are a leader to really feel good about working with, and you really offer something that is rad. Like, it's amazing. So there's no, I don't really believe in the word convincing people. Maybe like sometimes people get tricked, but I highly doubt you trick anything. I think people see the value and they
right.
want to be a part of it. They want to be a part of your mission. And so I think more than convincing, they are like, this is an opportunity and I want to
yeah.
be in on ground zero.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Again, bringing back to LA, the idea of startups here is it's pretty known.
Yeah.
So when I was recruiting kind of my new team, it wasn't that I was convincing them, but they understood the idea of a startup.
Yeah.
And this is a big chunk of like people, when they're building their own companies, they
yeah.
need to understand there will come a time where everyone will give a lot more
yeah.
and take back a lot less.
Yeah. No,
and this
I mean,
is just how it works with startups.
You've also built companies before this. So you're a seasoned entrepreneur. You're
right.
someone that doesn't mess around. No, I love it. I think it's awesome. I find it really beautiful when I meet people like you, because you are the epitome of what it means to be an entrepreneur. There's not like getting help for free. It's not about that. It's not about you. It's about growing something as a unit together and everyone being a part of this journey and you
yeah.
all believing in
yeah.
in what you're doing together. And there's nothing free or help or yeah. blah discount in that. It's about being an inspiring company.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's about trust. They
yeah.
everyone has to trust each other. The people that I've brought on board, they trust me that
yeah.
the work that they're doing will equal something.
Yeah.
And also communication. I over communicate in everything that I do with
yeah.
my team, because I want them to know about every bad meeting I have.
Yeah.
And also every good meeting. But
yeah.
I want them to know where we're struggling. I want them to feel as responsible as I do.
Totally.
My name is on everything. If tomorrow we fail, there's 1,500 really angry customers that are waiting for their results. So it is my name, but I
yeah.
want everyone else to feel as responsible and as excited when we do hit, you know, some milestone.
And how is LA and the tech community here been a resource in your success, your acceleration forward?
Sure. Well, I mentioned the lab space. I think it's really amazing. The LA biotech community is slowly growing. You know, we're right in between San Diego and San Francisco, and they kind of, all the investors are there and a lot of the advisors are sitting
yeah.
there. But LA is slowly starting to create
yeah.
this space. So number one is we have an amazing lab space at LA Biomed.
Yeah.
Number two, you know, we got very lucky that we ended up early on meeting with the team at Dog Vacay.
Yeah.
And the
didn't they since get acquired?
They did
yeah.
by Rover, yeah.
Yeah.
But the founder and ex-CEO of Dog Vacay, Aaron, is a good friend of mine. Has become an advisor. So someone
so cool.
who knows LA so well
yeah.
Has really helped me kind of understand my, you know, where I'm at. But I have to say one thing. Our lab and our office is in the South Bay. Okay, it's only 45 minutes from Santa Monica, but
right.
it could have been 5 hours.
Yeah.
The fact that we're not closer to Silicon Beach, quote
yeah.
unquote, is actually, I feel like it's hurting us.
Interesting.
We're not part of the hustle and the bustle
yeah.
here. And And a part of it is my fault. I need to get out there and do it more. But I mean, you can imagine like her 14-hour days.
Yeah.
But there's something to be said for being in the hub of it.
Yeah.
So actually something that I've put on my plate for the next few months is how do we integrate ourselves into the community here?
Yeah.
Because I think we wave the flag of life sciences in Los Angeles. Like I personally really believe LA needs to, you know, create a life sciences hub the same way that SD and SF have.
Right.
We want to be a big part of it. We want to wave that flag. And to be a part of it, I have to kind of come a little bit closer to right here.
I will say this, though, Anna, the point of We Are LA Tech and what I try to do along with my team is we try to make community. To us, Silicon Beach is everything from San Diego to Santa Barbara and all the way from like Silver Lake to the beach. And so we hope to bring more gatherings to the South Bay is what I'm trying to say.
You have me as your number one fan.
I'm holding you to that. I'm keeping
Let's
you
do
in
it.
Mind. Yeah. I mean, we want to bring more to to Orange County, Costa Mesa, right. San Diego, South Bay. So we know it's a problem here and we're hoping to help you, but we do hope you come to Santa Monica more too. But We Are LA Tech, we don't see Santa Monica as being Silicon Beach. We're seeing LA and its like surrounding areas being Silicon Beach. So we hope to aid in the solution of that.
Right. I think the solution is bringing events a little bit further outside of here.
Completely agree. Yeah. Completely agree. And what LA Tech, speaking of events, what LA Tech events have you gone to that have really impressed you? Like what has been that event that you're like, yes, that was totally
worth
my time.
To be honest, I do not go anywhere. I work my bum off.
Amen. I vibe
so
that.
We only go to events where I'm speaking or we're presenting. Otherwise, it's just, I don't believe it. Like if you're running a startup, sit in your office. I'm really against many meetings. I'm against long emails. I'm against conferences.
Yeah.
Right now we're fundraising, so we're a bit more out there. Otherwise, man, after like the next few years when things settle, I'll enjoy events. But for now, no.
No, it's funny. I asked a few years ago, I asked my billionaire friends and I said, did you go to a lot of events in order to become who you are today? And they're like, no, I went to no events. Yeah. I think, and then there was one who's not a billionaire, but a well-known celebrity now. I'm not going to say who. I guess there's tech celebrity or whatever. And he did go to a ton of events. But I looked at their positions within their companies, whether they were public facing, whether they were operators, right? You know, what their position. And it made sense because he had more of a networky kind of role,
right?
Like within, whereas the other two billionaires were operators and coders.
Right.
And so I think
could just be their personality that they're not really event goers.
Maybe, but I think there's a lot of pros and cons to going to events. I don't think you should just like, for me, I go to events for social life.
Right.
You know, like,
right. I hear you on that. Absolutely.
So I think there is a huge pros and huge cons. And I love that you are like, this is what's right for me. I think it's powerful.
It comes from this. I mean, I've been doing startups since I was 24. I sold a startup to Groupon. Yeah. I worked for Groupon for
Congrats.
Many years. So, and this was kind of beaten into me, like through learning and trials.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been doing this for a long time to know that every hour is important.
Yeah.
I'm very good at scheduling my time. I live by my schedule. I'm a routine. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm very into my routine.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, like it's nice to break it.
Yeah.
I hear you on the social.
Yeah.
I think events are probably my only social thing right now.
Right.
But if you're doing something really serious and you're focused on your company, I think that you need to be, you know, working.
I am with you. There's no way to move a company forward than to actually be running the company. What LA Tech talent or companies have you come across lately who have really impressed you? Is there a specific company or a person that just really caught your attention?
Well, LA Biotech. I'm a part of this group called BCLA, Biotech Connection Los Angeles. I think they're fantastic. They're out of UCLA, USC, and they do a lot of great work with combining tech people, talent, interns, college kids, creating excitement around going into life sciences, creating excitement around biotech. I like what they do. I like their mission.
Yeah.
You know, it's a nonprofit. I don't know. There's lots of people in there that are involved that I think are great, but I support I support organizations like that that are trying to, like yourself, create a community in Los Angeles.
Can you tell us the name one more time?
BCLA, Biotech Connection Los Angeles.
And so our amazing teammate Carl will include it in the show notes below so you guys can click the link and find out more. If you had one ask of the community, something that they can do to celebrate you and help accelerate you forward, what would that ask be?
So everyone has a local shelter. We work very closely with our local shelters in the South Bay. There's a lot of problems that these shelters are having. We're trying to solve that problem by just solve one problem, which is when the new pet owner comes in and they get their new pet and they're super, super excited. We try to make that bond a little bit more heartfelt, and so that very often the pet will come back to the shelter. So we're trying to make sure that doesn't happen. So LA community, there's lots of shelters out there. Right now is something called kitten season. If you don't know what kitten season
is.
No, I
didn't know what kitten season
is. March, April, May, and it's the time where female cats, queens, go into heat. And if they're not fixed, they have lots of babies. There's lots of kittens on the street. And actually, after I say this, I guarantee you'll start noticing them everywhere. So just keep in mind that there's lots of animals in LA that need our help. There's lots of shelters that need your help. See if you can donate a little bit of time, a little bit of money, and maybe a bit of awareness as you look around and you see homeless cats around. See what you can do to help, whatever that is.
And what's one thing people could do for Basepaws?
Come check us out. You know, we're building a community. We're a very local company. We got lots of folks from California, lots of folks from LA that are joining us. If you have a pet, come see what we're doing. We have an enormous amount of content we put out. I write a great blog about genetics and cats. We're launching a dog product very, very soon. Come see what we're all about. You know, if you don't know your own personal genetics, it's something I really inspire. I hope I inspired people to go in and check that out for themselves. Because, you know, remember how I used to get emails and they were all exactly the same, and then all of a sudden things started to get a little personalized and they would add your name,
right?
They would know a little bit more about you. So the same thing is happening in terms of products out there.
Right.
So the more companies know about you, the more they can personalize products for you. And then the minute that your DNA is known, the kind of things that you put into your body, like food or supplements,
right,
can be personalized to you, which completely changes the game. The same thing happens for our pets. Again, pets are our family, really.
Yeah.
And so really understanding that personalization is coming. Personalization in terms of life's your body, your biology is coming. It's coming to you. It's coming for your pet. So be aware of it and come to baseballs.com. We write a lot of really cool things about it. So
that's what I was about to ask. How can people connect with you on socials, on email, on everything?
Yeah, Basepaws, we are everywhere. Mm-hmm. We have a great brand. This is my big thing is I'm trying to create a really great social consumer brand around pet health. Basepaws.com, we're on Facebook, Twitter, everything.
And how can people connect with you directly? Are you on Twitter or Facebook or what do you feel
Anna Skaya, you can find me. I'm very open about talking to all my customers. Just one comment.
Yeah.
All the calls that come through Basepaws go to my personal cell phone. So very often I talk to people. Oh, yeah. This is what they teach you in Startup 101. Know your customer.
Oh, my gosh. But I do that, too, but not to my phone. I do it to the email.
Oh, yeah, to my phone. I talk to a lot of crazy cat people.
That's crazy. Anna, can you spell your name for everybody?
Sure. Yeah. It's Anna, A-N-N-A, Skaya, S-K-A-Y-A.
Anna, thank you so much for hanging out with the We Are LA Tech podcast.
Thank you.
You're amazing. If you guys want to connect with more extraordinary LA Tech people, remember you can go to wearelatech.com/VIP. That's wearelatech.com/VIP for our private chat group. And be sure to say hello on socials at We Are LA Tech on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter. And maybe you'll get the sticker. I will talk to you guys here. You guys, see you guys in the next episode. Bye. Yes, you can now get your We Are LA Tech tee. You've all been asking for it. Just go to wearelatech.com/shop to be a part of the movement to make Los Angeles the top city in the world for tech. Yes, we are number 3. Let's get it to number 1. wearelatech.com/shop. Represent.